All right, we're doing families.
So I get to the ghetto, and God always has me stay in the truck. Even though I could see the family, but it's like, God says, wait, like, don't go over there yet, you know. And I'm like, I always just start praying for those families because I could see them, but I don't, for some reason, God just waits for me to get out. But as I was watching them, how they were praising God, even though they didn't have anything. They were still praising God. They were thanking God for the food they're about to get, but they didn't even know how that was gonna happen. It's about faith.
Yeah.
They were walking by faith, not by sight. And they had bags already. They had King Super bags. They were expecting to fill them. But even though they didn't have anything to fill them with, you know? So I got out and I walked to the corner of the building because I could still see them, but I could hear them praying. And then one of the husbands said, Lord, if today is the day that Sonny guy comes and Blue Mustang sends him with a miracle for us to have groceries, Lord, please let him come right now because we're hungry. So in that community, in that part of Denver, the ghetto, they still have community. I mean, they still know each other.
Yeah.
All those families know each other around there. So the word's been getting out. Yeah, there's this guy, Sonny, shows up. Blue Mustang sends him, and he gives you money so you can buy groceries. Like, if he shows up, you know you're going to get groceries. A miracle is about to happen. And they get so excited. They're like, but the thing is, what really gets me is that when I get there, there isn't 20 families lined up. There isn't 5 families.
Yeah.
There's always either 2 or 3.
Three.
Waiting. But they always wait because God says you have to wait here. So they don't know how long they're going to wait.
Yeah.
It could be 2 hours. It could be 5 hours, whatever. But they're willing to wait. And if we would do that ourselves,
yeah.
If we ask God for an answer or whatever, we just gotta wait for it. We can't just go, okay, I want it right now. Come on, I have a busy schedule, let's go. Well, no, but they kept praying and thanking God for the food that was about to fill up those bags and the miracle that was coming to them. And send Blue Mustang and have Sonny just bless us today. And it's like, I could hear their prayer and they're just praying. And then one of the little girls, Nancy Lou, she said, her name was Nancy, but her brother's name was Lou, I'm sorry. But she said, if a miracle happens today, I could be able to get some cookies. So the little kids always think about desserts, you know, and cereal. But they said, one of the little girls said, how long do we have to pray? We've been here for a long time and nothing has happened. And the mom goes, we just have to wait on God. And then when they said in Jesus' name, you know, they finished praying. I was looking and I was about to step out. And one of the little boys started singing Amazing Grace. You know, some kids, some people are just blessed and they know how to sing. Like that little boy, he could sing. And he started singing, so the whole family started singing. And again, I couldn't step out because I didn't want to stop that. You know, I was too beautiful. So once they were done, then God says, tell them good morning. And as soon as I come around the corner, I have my Bible. And I said, good morning. And they spun around and they go, are you Sonny? That was like, they have never seen me. They don't know what I look like. But they saw my Bible. Are you Sonny? I go, yes, I'm Sonny. oh, praise you, Jesus. You know, they just started praising God. And they had no clue that they were going to get blessed yet. But they're still praising God. That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
Praise God no matter what or whatever. So little Nancy just runs over to me and hugs me. Total stranger, doesn't even know me. She runs over to me and hugs me. She goes, today is a day of miracles. I get some cookies and some milk. She was so worried about that. And so she gets up on the little picnic table there where they have their break, and she started praising God for Blue Mustang, for his family, and for Sonny and his family, and then they said, and for all the food we're gonna get today. So it's like nonstop praising God. Even when I wasn't even there, they were praising God.
Yeah.
That's what I love about that. It's like they didn't have anything, but yet they were still praising God. And a lot of us forget that.
Yeah.
We need to praise God for everything we have.
Yeah.
But they didn't have anything. They had a roof over their head. But all of a sudden, here comes another family. It was a sister. And they're like, this is Sonny. Guess what? We're buying groceries today. He goes, oh, thank you, Lord. We were up late praising God, praying for a miracle for today, and we overslept. Sorry, we're late. And the little girl goes, you're never too late to receive a blessing from God and from Blue Mustang. The little boy kept saying, he's a car. A Mustang's a car. What are you guys talking about? He was only like 6 or 7. He was funny. I said, yeah, there is a Mustang's our car. But let me tell you why they call him Blue Mustang. And so I told them about what the Latinos, why they call him Blue Mustang. And he said, yeah, I want to be Blue Mustang too. He's so cute, man. But the thing that got me about these guys is that these families, they never stopped praising God. Even when I wasn't even, they hadn't seen me yet. How many times do we stop praising God because we don't know that he's really there? But he is there. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. So this little girl, she came over, she grabbed my hand, she goes, what are we doing outside? Let's go in and go shopping. She was ready to go in there. We come around the corner, started going in there, and three guys, mean looking guys, they said, hey, your name's Sonny? I said, yeah. I said, hey, you guys go shopping. I'm gonna talk to these guys. And little Nancy, she's the one that does all the talking. She looked over at those big guys. Don't you dare hear him. His name is Sonny. He sends over here by Blue Mustang, and they love God. So don't you dare touch him, or I'm gonna get a broom and I'm gonna whip you. She was this little girl just sticking up for me. Excuse me. I just love that. Just like families with their hearts that are ready, that are serving God no matter what they have, they still serve God. It's the most beautiful thing ever. When you go into the ghetto, it's a whole different world. I kid you not. There isn't a lot of traffic. There's a lot of people walking, and they don't have anything. But they do have Jesus Christ. I mean, they have it all. But they're happy just to be able to just survive. Like, their faith is so strong. That's what I love about those families. The ghetto is a different place. It's a special place. If you're not called to go in there, you better be ready, because there's some big guys there they kept looking at my wheels and my truck. They're like, you're lucky that truck is sitting right there, because those wheels, they could bring us a lot of money. I said, well, let me pray for you guys before you take my wheels. So, and then the little girl was just about to go in. She goes, "Dad, Sonny's gonna pray for these guys. Let's pray for them." So that little girl, she was a prayer warrior, man. She came out there, she helped me pray with them, and then they went in and bought groceries. And those guys left. I just love that. I just love being able to go and see people's lives change just because of food. I can't imagine not having food in your refrigerator.
Yeah. No, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Of course, now we got that third family we haven't talked about.
The third family. So, and I was like, Lord.
This you was said at a those, different location.
Yes. That was on the west side. Mm-hmm. And so then I thought, well, so I got done with them. They went in shopping. I got back in the truck and took off. And I said, now I got to go to the west side. So I went to the west side. And here's a family again, outside their vehicle, praising God, praying for a miracle. Because they're like, we don't have any gas money. They barely made it there. And they were like, we were told that there's miracles that happen in this parking lot. And I could hear them praying because I had my window down. They didn't know what I drove and they didn't even know what was happening. But I could hear them praying. They were about here to that wall right there, by the driveway right there. And I could hear the woman saying, all I know is that I've been told there's miracles that happen in this parking lot. And I'm waiting for it. Like, we're gonna be here till midnight and then we'll go home and sleep and we'll come back. You told us to come here, Lord, so we're here. We're waiting. We're not gonna move. And I'm like, wow. And then one of the little boys tugged on his dad's shirt and he says, Dad, it's your turn to pray. What are you gonna say? He was just a little guy. He's like 5, maybe 6. And the dad goes, Lord, like my sweetheart said, we're gonna be here, we're gonna wait, we're gonna just keep praising you no matter what. We're hungry and you know it. So send someone to help us because this parking lot's anointed by you. And some guy, Sonny, that blue Mustang sends over here, like we need them guys right now. Like, please. And I was just like, Lord, I want to go talk to him. And he goes, okay, now go. So I walked up with my Bible. I always do, because when I can get out of my truck in the streets, that's my weapon. That's the sword of God, man. It's like, until I get out, walk towards them, and then the little girl turns around, and she goes, hey, there's our miracle. This has to be Sonny. And I was like, yep, my name is Sonny. And they just started praising God. It's like, they didn't even realize, they didn't even know how much they were gonna get blessed with, but they were still blessing and praising God. It's like, they were blessed. They didn't even know how much they were gonna get, but they were still praising God. And so they said, we're able to buy groceries today. Like, they were so crying. And I said, yes, you'll be able to buy groceries today. And when I gave them the money, they're like, $160? Are you kidding me? I said, well, let me tell you about the third family. Because you guys, there's always two families that God blesses. But this time there was three, and you're the third one. You're a special blessing. Because there's never three families.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are the third family. And so you guys get 160 because the other family's got 150. You got 160 because you're special. And they went, we're special? I go, yeah. Plus, he didn't want to break another 20. So he put all this money together. He's just like, let's just bless them with 160. They can have it all. And they're like, that's funny how he plays with money like that. I said, he not only plays with that, but it's a blessing to give away. And it's like, that blue Mustang, he's a character. That's so funny. She was African American and he was white. And they were just. So I got to pray with them and thank the Lord for the money. They thanked the Lord for you. And then I heard these carts coming. I look over to the left, and those two girls that work there, they're summer helpers, you know. They're here, they come with the carts to pick up the kids to take them down shop. They go, hey, Sonny, you're back. We sure miss you around here. This is really fun. They said, we're going to take your kids with us, and we'll go down, we'll go shopping. So I gave them the money, and they just cried. They were just crying. I tell you what, how many families? I know that if I was a millionaire, I'd be poor all the time because I would just give it away. Like, I can't. To see families hungry like that, it just hurts. But it's a blessing to see that they're going to go get groceries. And they don't go crazy on getting all the stuff. Like, they get what they need, not what they want. That's what I love about these families. They don't waste it. They don't waste it at all.
They've probably done without enough that they know how to be cautious of what they do.
Yeah, that's right.
Anything else special about it?
No.
Okay. That's
I just love that. I love what God is doing.